Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. At first, I thought this was Christmas or Easter looking out here, but guess what? Cade and Elijah are even now becoming great evangelists. They're bringing in more people to worship God and thank God for the Spirit's working already. You know, we met today in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We baptized these two beautiful boys in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Three in one, one in three, blessed Trinity. Yet, that's kind of confusing, isn't it? Three in one, one in three. The math doesn't add up. And I remember I was a student, I was a seminarian in Washington, D.C. at Catholic University at the Augustinian House. And I had to do a paper on the Holy Trinity. Did I want to do that paper? No. But Dan, who was an Augustinian brother, he said, "Fred, I can help you out." So we went down, and he said, into the library was beneath the place, and the stacks were there, and he said, "You got to read St. Augustine, the most brilliant mind in the Christian faith, St. Augustine, on the Trinity." I said, "I'm game." And he had a little smile on his face. So I went down and saw the stacks. There were 15 volumes by St. Augustine on the Holy Trinity. I said, "Holy smoke, is there..." The paper's due in a week. I can't do this. He said, "Okay, but there's one volume that might be more helpful. It's called On the Trinity. So I'm going to give you what I don't understand it, but I kind of understand it, what St. Augustine was talking about. He was talking about that all reality is triadic, Trinitarian. For example, if you say, "I love myself," and you can't say that because God, Jesus said, "Love your neighbor as yourself." Remember, we grew up somewhat with this deformative stuff that said, well, no, it's joy. Jesus, others, then yourself. Jesus never said that. He said, "Love your neighbor as yourself." You're both loving. So if you love your neighbor as yourself and you love yourself, then it's three. I is the lover, myself is the beloved, and the love is the happening between. So it's three things. So Augustine was basically saying that this is true. He said, look, you have the lover, God, the beloved, Jesus, and the love between them is the Holy Spirit, Trinity. Or you get this even outside of, in God's creation. You have Derek. He loves Amy. Amy loves Derek. And there's Caden, three. Or you got Sean, who loves Sierra. Sierra loves Sean. And then you get Elijah and Elijah's brother or sister on the way. So, you know, there's the love overflows. This love overflows. So there's a threeness to it. There's an energy to it. There's an overflowing. Some have called it synergy. That this love has to be let out. This love overflows. God's love is so much that he says, "Let there be, and there is." And what does God say? It's good. You know, we're loved because God is love, not because we're so lovable, but God is love. We're made good because God is good, not because we're so good, but God is good. And as we turn to him, he makes us good. So there's this energy, this triadic energy that's calling us all to in this kind of harmony in God. It is something that always overflows. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. It takes two to love. Love is a verb. You can't just love being by yourself. It takes two. You can't do the gospel by yourself. You got to tell somebody. In fact, I was talking to a psychiatrist once, and he said, besides chemical imbalances, besides that, all mental illness is when you're alone. You know, a psychopath can't love another person. A sociopath can't love another person. Evil attacks us when we're alone. We need, God says it's not good for us to be alone. We need to be in community. And the community of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is what we're called to, and to work in that community. And this happens when you come here to this church and somebody says, "Hi, my name is so-and-so. I don't think I know you." That nobody can leave this place without somebody contacting them and saying, "Hi, welcome," because you're a child of God. Especially today, look, all these newbies here, you know, welcome them, saying, "Hey, it's good to see you. It's good that we worship God together." That's important. Did you ever go to a group of people getting, you know, a party? And, you know, you go, you're invited to the party, but there's some people you don't know. But there's a wonderful hostess there, and she'll say, "Oh, Carol, this is Joe. Did you know that he loves dogs just like you love dogs? Oh, something in common." Or, you know, there's Dara. This is Joanne, and she likes golf, and you like golf. And this person starts making everybody that was strangers, suddenly they become to relate to one another. And there's a community there. And they don't feel so uncomfortable. They feel more at home. And somebody said, "Isn't that a wonderful hostess?" And yes, that was a wonderful hostess, because everybody felt you're part of it. All the pieces work together. Work together. In fact, you read more quantum physics, the scientists are finding more and more that we're more related than different. You know, we watch the news and say, "Well, if you're not this party, then you're evil," or "you're not this party." That's baloney. We have more in common. And our differences make it more interesting. I don't learn anything by myself. I learn by talking to you. I learn by Elijah helping clap his hands at his baptism and knowing there is joy. There is joy in this world. There's joy in Christ. There's joy in this place. There's joy in those babies. Yeah, you got to change their diapers and they cry in the middle of the night and all that, but they are so beautiful. And there is joy in that. God made us that way, made creation that way. We're interconnected. And the Holy Trinity is showing us that even God, it's not God with a big beard on a cloud. No, God is Father, Son, Holy Spirit. He's happening. There's energy. He speaks and it happens. He loves and we are forgiven. It is always in motion. There was, even on the battlefield, you can see this, there was a Colin Powell, I don't know if you ever read his biography, but he talks about getting ready for Desert Storm. And Sam Donaldson, a news person, was there interviewing soldiers before they were getting ready to go into battle. And he interviews one soldier, and he said, "Well, are you nervous?" And the soldier said, "Well, kind of, but," he said, "I know my family's with me. It's going to be okay." And he pointed to the soldiers around him. And the soldier said, "Say it again, I don't think he heard you." He said, "My family's with me." And he could go into battle knowing that his buddy's got his back, he's got their back, and they've got a mission to accomplish. I was at a wedding reception once with a Marine. And he's going to go for his third... Yes, yeah, in Afghanistan. And I said, "You know, you've served your country. You know, you've done it twice. Why do you want to go a third time?" He said, "My family's still there." There's that kind of relationship. And hopefully among us Christians, we can say, "This is my sister in Christ. This is my brother in Christ. You're not a stranger. I love you. You love me." Why? Because God loves us. And that love, there's a Holy Trinity there. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, it's not so different. There is relationship of love that overflows into the world. So today, we baptized in the holy name. Today, we love one another in the holy name. Today, we forgive one another in the holy name. Today, we can say we are never alone in the holy name. In the holy name. What is that holy name? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Never forget. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen.